What is worship? What are we doing when we gather together for worship on Sunday mornings? Are we just getting together with friends? Are we just hoping to make new friends or maybe looking for opportunities to network, make some business connections? Are we coming together to be inspired or to be encouraged or to sing some wonderful songs or to hear a talk with some good practical advice for life? Well, we may experience any or all of these things at church on a Sunday morning, but none of them is the reason why we gather or the main point of gathered worship. Think about it this way. Would you go to a restaurant just because they had really cool decor, or the staff was friendly, or the seating was really comfortable, or they played nice music? Those things are nice, but it's not the point of going to a restaurant, is it? Gathered worship is first and foremost a meeting between the people of God and God Himself. We come together to glorify and enjoy God and to grow together in Him as we meet together with Him. And also, very profoundly, the Bible tells us that the church's gathered worship on the Lord's Day is our earthly reflection of and participation in the heavenly worship of God that takes place around His throne day and night. Look this way, our small gathering of worship is actually powerful and deeply significant. More than meeting with each other, as wonderful as that is, we are meeting with God. More than singing some encouraging songs, we are glorifying God. We're delighting our souls in the one who has made us and who has redeemed us, celebrating His greatness and His goodness, His power and His love. More than just hearing a helpful message from the pastor, we are all of us, including the pastor, hearing from God in His Word as He speaks to each one of us. And as we do so, we don't just gather together by ourselves, but we're gathered together spiritually with all believers all over the world who are worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth, and we're even gathered together with the heavenly assembly around the throne of God. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 to 24, we read this about our worship. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. With that profound truth in mind, we should know that gathering together for worship is the highest priority of our week and the first thing we should want to do on Sunday morning. And so let's prepare to worship well, and let's gather together to worship our God.